Welcome to the NewsRamp Technology Podcast for Tuesday evening, April 21st, 2026. Real stories, AI voices. Full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Shelley Group SE publishes 2025 Investors Report as an established transparency format. Shelley Group SE has released its 2025 Investors Report, highlighting a 40% increase in group revenue to 149.7 million euros, with an adjusted EBIT of €37.8 million and a strong international presence. The company aims for continued growth in the coming year. Co-CEO Wolfgang Kirsch emphasizes the importance of transparency in their capital markets communication, highlighting the key drivers of their business model.
Rock breaks USA Rare Earth Inc. to acquire CeraVerde in $2.8 billion deal to expand global rare earth supply platform. USA Rare Earth Inc. announced its acquisition of CeraVerde Group in a $2.80 billion deal, including cash and stock. The purchase adds the Pela Ema rare earth mine in Brazil to USA Rare Earth's portfolio, enhancing its global rare earth supply platform. This move strengthens supply chain security and supports long-term growth for the company.
Tech Media Breaks Applied Digital Corporation closes $2.15 billion senior secured notes offering. Tech Media Breaks reports that Applied Digital Corporation has closed a $2.15 billion senior secured notes offering through its subsidiary, APLD Compute Co. 2 LLC. The 6.750% senior secured notes are due in 2021 and were priced at an issue price of 98%. The transaction, which closed on March 10, 2026, involves sales to qualified institutional buyers under Rule 144A and non-U.S. investors under Regulation S, with Roth Capital Partners as co-manager.
Investor news breaks: Massimo Group expands electric fleet network, advances autonomous patrol platform. Massimo Group has announced the expansion of its electric vehicle fleet and the development of its second-generation autonomous patrol golcart platform. The company is deploying vehicles across various environments, meeting the growing demand for durable and cost-efficient solutions. Massimo is also advancing a next-generation platform with autonomous patrol capabilities, continuous monitoring, and real-time communication functionality for extended operations in various settings.
Live Coalition Wells to the National Law Review to drive innovation in estate planning. The Live Coalition announced that the National Law Review has joined its mission to modernize estate planning through technology. With over 3 million monthly readers, NLR's influence will help bridge the access gap in estate planning. The NLR CEO, Gary Chodes, emphasized the importance of advancing a more modern legal system. Live's Executive Director, Christina Howard, welcomed NLR's leadership in driving meaningful change.
AE News Breaks, Spark AI Inc., Frankfurt, 5OV0, featured in AINEWS Wire coverage on rising demand for GPS-denied defense technologies. SPRC AI Inc. is featured in an AINEWS Wire editorial discussing the rising demand for GPS-jammed defense technologies due to widespread GPS jamming, spoofing, in conflict zones. The report highlights the vulnerability of drone and precision-guided operations, emphasizing Spark AI's Overwatch platform as a software-based solution for GPS-denied conditions, offering a scalable alternative to hardware-dependent systems. The HOA software buying mistake most boards make in their first 90 days. Many self-managed HOA boards make the mistake of choosing the cheapest community association software that covers basic needs. However, this often leads to operational chaos in the long run. Boards should consider scalability and whether the platform can grow with their evolving needs. HOA Start offers an all-in-one platform that eliminates the need for multiple disjointed tools, saving time and money in the long term.
EVs appear to have passed their tipping point. Electric vehicles have surpassed their tipping point, breaking free from the oil price cycle that once hindered their adoption. The current surge in sales is supported by the changing economics of battery manufacturing, making owning a battery electric vehicle more feasible. Companies like Massimo Group are expanding their presence in the market as momentum grows.
Why molecular testing is increasingly important in CNS cancers. Molecular testing is increasingly crucial in identifying complex CNS tumors, aiding in treatment planning. Companies like CNS Pharmaceuticals, Inc. are advancing drug development efforts in this area. Molecular analysis plays a key role in distinguishing these tumors where traditional methods fall short, offering hope for improved patient outcomes.
White House: Anthropic NEAT as concerns over Mythos AI grow. The White House has described a recent meeting with the leader of AI company Anthropic as constructive and productive, signaling a possible shift in tone between the federal government and a firm currently locked in a legal dispute with the Defense Department. AI is advancing rapidly, and we are likely to see more interactions between the White House and major tech companies.
The AI power surge: why energy infrastructure is becoming the next critical bottleneck. The AI power surge: energy infrastructure is facing a critical bottleneck as the demand for electricity to support complex AI models surges. American Fusion TM Inc. is strategically positioned at the intersection of advanced energy and infrastructure development to meet the needs of AI-driven workloads. Other key players in this space include NVIDIA Corporation, Microsoft Corporation, and Amazon.com Inc.
Investor news breaks: Wearable Devices Limited secures $5 million through warrant inducement agreement. Wearable Devices secures $5 million through a warrant inducement agreement with an existing institutional investor. The agreement allows for the immediate exercise of warrants to purchase up to 2,904,499 ordinary shares at $1.73 per share, generating gross proceeds for working capital and general corporate purposes. The investor will also receive new unregistered warrants to purchase up to 5,082,873 shares at an exercise price of $1.51 per share, with closing expected on or about April 21st, 2026.
And thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.